All right, kids, it's time for children's story. If you want, if you're a child, no maximum limits. So I would invite you to the front. And are we going to do the offering first? Okay, that will work. All right, kids, let me see if I can get this going real quick. Happy Sabbath, kids, and parents and grandparents. Welcome back to the church. Are you guys happy to be here? Oh, that doesn't sound like you guys are happy to be here. Are you happy to be here?
Yeah.
All right. So, guess who has children's story today? Who has children's story today? You? Go ahead, William.
Christmas?
Huh?
Christmas?
Well, I have children's story, and I love to tell children's story. And usually I like to use little illustrations. So we're going to start off by doing this before I give you the Bible verse. Does anyone have a birthday this month in July? Anyone have a birthday in July? July? I don't think she counts. She's an adult. How about August? Anyone have a birthday in August? No. How many? Anyone else? One, two. Okay, step up for me. You guys step up for me. Anyone just had a birthday in June? Okay. Hadassah, you come. All right. Come over here. So we're going to start with Mariah, and then we go to William, and then this is Hadassah. This is our guest speaker, Austin, and Ruthie's daughter, Hadassah. She's 8 years old. Welcome to Beaumont Church. Okay. All right. Yeah. And so, Mariah, I'm going to let you pick. There's three gifts here. We have this plastic bag, and we have this. We can't touch it. And then we have this bag as well. I'm going to let you pick one of them. And you can keep it, actually. Go ahead, pick one. William, not yet. Step back. Let Mariah pick first. All right, you picked the plastic bag. Okay. All right, William, go ahead. All right, William. Do it. All right. And then Hadassah, you can pick the third one. Okay. William, I want you to come up here. And open your gift in front of all the people. I want your amazing gift in front of all the people, right? It's all yours. And you can take it home. I promise it's yours to keep. Pull it out. You want me to help you? Show everyone what you got. Whoa! Toilet paper! You know how valuable, actually, it used to be valuable during when the pandemic first started. You couldn't find that anywhere. People would give you gold for that. You're rich in toilet paper. All right. Happy birthday. You can take that home. Next, we have Hadassah. Hadassah, come here. Let's see what you got. Oh, it has to be good. It's from Amazon. Right? Amazon has the best stuff. So, all right. What you got? Whoa, what is that? What is it, Hadassah?
Ew.
It's Pastor Steve's breakfast. What's left of it is a banana peel and some orange peel. You can take that home. It's your gift. All right, finally, Mariah, come here. I'm a little surprised that you chose that gift. Can you open yours? Oh, okay. She's not happy. Be careful when you open it, though. And hand it to me when you open it, okay? You can just rip it open. It's only taped. All right. But be careful when you unwrap it. And you hand it to me. You can take the paper towel home with you too. That's part of the gift. Oh, you got this ugly gift rock. This rock is so ugly. But however, what if I told you appearance on what's outside is actually not that big of a, that makes that difference. What's outside is not that important, but what's inside. If you turn it over, where do you see? What do you see, Mariah? Do you see crystals? Is it pretty?
Yes.
Yeah. You have this ugly rock on the outside, but on the inside, you have this beautiful crystal. This is called anyone know? Geode. These are geodes. And so what makes it valuable is actually what's on the inside. But if you look at an outside, it looks just like any old rock. In fact, it's probably the ugliest rock you've ever seen in your life, right? But in the inside, is precious. And if you think about it, this bag is such a nice bag, right? It's beautiful, it's big, and William took the biggest gift here, but in the inside, the gift wasn't that valuable, right? And same thing with Hadassah had, where's your box, sweetie? Wrapped very nice on the outside, but in the inside, what did you get, Hadassah? Not good stuff, right? Garbage. So, what is the point of today's lesson? Let me pull up a Bible verse for you guys. You know, kids, anyone could dress beautiful on the outside. You can be handsome on the outside. You can be beautiful on the outside. But you know what's really, what matters most? Is it what's on the outside or what is in your heart, right? Sometimes we spend a lot of time like making ourselves kind of like look beautiful or handsome on the outside, but you know what Jesus says? What's in the inside is most important. Now, how do you do that? I have a Bible verse for you. The Bible says, finally, kids, whatever things are true, whatever things are honorable, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, and whatever things are of a good report, if there's anything good of these things, praise, I want you to think on these things. So what the Bible says, If you want to, your heart to be beautiful, what do you need to do? Think on what kind of stuff? Yes?
Be thoughtful.
Yeah, like the things that you put into your heart will make what your heart's beautiful. So if you spend a lot of time with Jesus, guess what happens to your heart? You become more like Jesus. If you see and hear a lot of things that are kind, guess what happens to your heart? You become more kind, right? And so what's more important, things on the outside or things on the inside? Well, one, two, three, inside or outside? Inside. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, what's on the outside doesn't completely matter, but what truly matters is what is in our hearts. All right, guys? Who wants to give us a closing prayer for us? Any volunteers? Don't jump up all at once. I know. Okay, Dominic, here you go.
Dear Jesus, please allow us to have a good day. Please allow us to be thoughtful and to not judge people by their outside, but by their inside. And help us have a good day and to obey you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, kid. Mariah, this is yours to keep. For real. I'm going to give it to you. Just like the toilet paper is yours to keep. All right? Austin, could you help me real quick?